At the DGDG Mazda stores, we make car buying affordable. Hey, this is Sean Del Graham for Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. And we make car buying more affordable with sweet dealer discounts, low APR financing, low monthly lease payments, and even gas-saving plug-in hybrids. Come see how easy and affordable car buying can be at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
He scores! Score! Score!
The San Jose Sharks proudly present Sharks Hockey Digest. Here's your host, Dan Ruzanowski.
The 2023-24 season was largely a lost year for San Jose Sharks captain Logan Couture. Diagnosed with osteitis pubis, he was often in pain and unable to practice, let alone play. It's a medical problem that reared its ugly head in the offseason after a year in which he recorded a 27-goal, 67-point campaign in 22-23. For Logan, it was a bit of a mystery as to how it all started.
I'm not sure. There's a lot of different things. It could be an overuse injury. I know in soccer they say it's a lot of overuse. Probably it could be the skating stride. We use our hips and our groins so much in an irregular way, right? The skating stride isn't how your body's naturally supposed to move. So no one really knows. It just kind of came out of nowhere for me.
But Couture did get on the ice, albeit in January, and in the six games that he played, he showed how much of a difference he makes with just his presence on the ice surface. In those six games, the Sharks had a record of 4 wins, 1 loss, and 1 OT. And his only point of the season, an assist on a Marc-Edouard Vlasic goal, is a great illustration of how much value he brings to the team.
Here comes Couture down the right side. He's running out of gas. He feeds in front. Vlasic shoots, and he scores! What a job by Logan Couture, running out of energy at the end of a shift. He came down the right wing side, he got help from Vlasic, and the Sharks defenseman tipped it in to make it 1-0 San Jose with 4:54 left in the second.
Logan had to shut down his season at the end of January after playing a season-high 21 minutes and 54 seconds against Anaheim at the Honda Center. He told us when and how his condition flared up again.
It was gradually getting worse as I was playing. The first game we played, I didn't know if it was just from not playing in, 9 months or what, that my body was just getting used to NHL hockey, jumping in midway through a season. But each day it gradually got worse, even days where I wasn't practicing with the guys, I would wake up and feel worse the following day. So I figured that it wasn't going in the right direction there.
In April, as the players cleared out their locker stalls at Sharks Ice, Couture gave us an update on his condition.
Better. Yeah, I feel good. I've been training, obviously not skating or anything, but better than I was a couple months ago.
How long did it take to actually feel better?
So when I got hurt the last time, or when I re-aggravated the injury, that would have been early February, I think, the last game I played, and then it took about 7 to 8 weeks to not be in pain every day. So that would take me to early April, maybe.
How tough is it to deal with this injury, given that rest is the primary method of recovery?
I think a lot of things go into it. It comes back. The inflammation in that joint is so tough for it to go away, because you're continuously using that joint. When you take a step or you get out of bed, you're using that joint. So I think it's just because it lingers for so long, and the impact that it can have on your life. If you break a bone, you know it's gonna be better in 4 to 6 weeks or whatever it is. But this thing is so unknown, and the pain and what happens to your body is so severe. It's just a tough injury.
Has Logan talked with other athletes who have suffered from this condition?
Yeah, a few guys are going through it right now around the league. Some guys are doing a little bit better. Some guys aren't as severe as mine was, and they're a little bit younger. Another guy who's a little bit older than me was able to get through it, and he told me it's the hardest thing you're going to do is get over this injury. He had an injury where he broke his fibula, and he said, "I'd take that 100 times over osteitis pubis." So it's tough, but it can be done, so we'll see what happens.
What about others who have recovered from it?
One guy I talked to is Connor Murphy, and he came out and said it, so I don't feel comfortable naming other people that I've talked to, just because I don't know if they want that out there. But Yeah, I mean, he's played a few games. I spoke with him on the phone numerous times and tried to tell him what I was going through. And there's the NHL, you know, you play against each other and you hate each other on the ice, but guys off the ice are so nice and so helpful. So it's been nice to reach out to those other guys around the league.
Is Logan's goal to start training camp on time?
Yeah, absolutely. That's my plan right now. I mean, met with the doctors when. You know, that's their belief. That's what I'm hoping for. I mean, I miss playing hockey so much. So I hope so.
In order to achieve that goal, how might his off-season conditioning change?
I don't know if it's going to change too much. I'm going to train a little differently, just with some rehab stuff. I'm going to do a lot of the things that I was doing in San Francisco. But we're still going to go back to Canada, and I'm going to spend a few months there, family and friends, and then I'll be back here in August and training with our guys here. So and skating with our guys here.
Winning only 19 games out of 82 is a pretty difficult proposition for any professional athlete. And Logan was often asked whether he wanted to leave if the rebuilding plan faced a continued teardown this summer.
I mean, there's so many layers. First of all, I got to get healthy. I have to play. I said this when I talked to you guys. When Tommy got traded, no one's going to want a guy that's injured and making my salary. You know, obviously I have a history of being a productive player in this league, but I'm going to have to come back and show it for teams to have interest in me, and that's just the way it is. You know, and I also said I love San Jose. I believe in what they're doing here. You know, obviously a terrible, terrible season, but I think, you know, this is rock bottom, and I think they're growing this organization in the proper way, even though you may not see it right now with how tough this season was, but we'll see. I mean, I'm 35, just turned 35, so the clock for me playing in this league is probably on the back nine, but yeah, I want to win. I miss playing in the playoffs. I can't answer your question. I know you want a definitive answer, but yeah, I'm going to try and get back to playing. Obviously, I see guys that were here the last couple of years have gone on, and, you know, some are in the playoffs, some aren't.
You're listening to Sharks Hockey Digest on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Well, it's clear that the Sharks captain has a burning desire to recover from his injuries and get back on the ice to contribute. Now that the Sharks have won the draft lottery, there's a lot of renewed excitement about the direction of the team, but Logan said that he felt optimistic about that when he looked at the progress made thus far.
Yes, I mean, you can't sugarcoat it, though. This was a terrible year. I mean, we won 19 games, so. But there are reasons for Sharks fans to be excited. I mean, I get to see it on a daily basis, you know, Ecky and Zets and younger guys that are going to be good NHL players. And, you know, I watch Will Smith play on television like you guys all do, and he looks like he's going to be a good player. And yeah, we gave ourselves the best odds to get, you know, the first overall pick. But it's tough. I mean, losing sucks. Losing sucks for the players. It sucks for the coaches. It sucks for the fans, people that spend their money to come watch us play. You know, I was fortunate to be here through many, many great years where that building was full every night, continuously. The team was good. I hope that we can get back there. I mean, I hope I'm around this team when we get back to that point.
What did the Sharks captain see in the young players this past season?
Yeah, growth. I mean, difficult year. It's such a tough league for players to develop in. Joe Thornton, using one of his quotes, this isn't a development league. It's not. You don't develop in this league. The American League is, you know, it's a great spot for players. But at some point, when you're too good for the American League, you come up and then you do need some developing. And, you know, Ecky, I think, and Zats showed that even with a losing team, you can still add layers to your game. Now, at the end of the day, you're going to have to learn how to win. It's a whole different ball game. You're going to have to learn how to play playoff-style games. And, you know, we're a long ways from that. So, but there's a step that guys took this year, which I think is going to help them. And a lot of adversity. Guys definitely learned how to deal with some adversity. And, yeah, but I think this organization obviously has a long way to go.
There were a variety of young players who divided time between the Sharks and the AHL San Jose Barracuda. Couture says that the experience that he gained in the AHL at the start of his career is something that will also benefit these skaters.
Massive. I wouldn't have been able to contribute in the NHL level without spending my 60 games that I spent in the American League. I mean, I'm of the belief, and I think people can tell me I'm wrong all day, but you need to dominate in the American League before you play in the NHL. You need to. I spent my games down there. I produced. I played in the All-Star game, and then I came up in the NHL, and I was able to produce at the NHL level. Rushing players is not a way for players to be successful. You do them a disservice, and in my opinion, it can ruin some players' careers.
Of course, there are some other players on the roster who played a significant role in guiding the young guys along. Logan talked about both Mikael Granlund and Luke Cunnan and how the two alternate captains lived up to that A that graced their game sweaters.
Hard work. They're very well-respected players. You don't become a well-respected player in this league without earning it. They show up every day and work extremely hard, whether it's in the gym, on the ice. They practice hard. They have good habits. They're professional players. And just being around people like that, I remember when I was a young player, you know, you're a sponge. You want to soak everything in. You want to learn enough of everyone in the room. And even things that they don't say, or, you know, people are always watching. That's just one message I have for guys. Someone's always watching you. Someone's always trying to learn something from you. And you could do something dumb, and, you know, a guy will look at you, and they'll remember it. So, but those guys are very well-liked in the room, respected. They play the game the proper way. They don't take nights off. Luke plays a very different style than Granny. You know, he's hard-nosed. He's, you know, in your face. And Granny had a tremendous year, and he's a very good player. He's a full 200-foot player. He's a player that I think a lot of organizations want, and we're fortunate to have him.
According to Couture, these players have been Sharks for a while now, and he feels they need to be part of the solution.
Yeah, well, Luke's a free agent. Granny's got 1 year left. You know, it's ever-changing. This league changes so quickly. You're never going to come back with the same team, especially when you miss the playoffs. Things are going to change. But, yeah, if those guys are around, you know, next year, then absolutely. I think those are great guys to have on any team.
Aside from welcoming highly talented prospects to the NHL lineup, the Sharks captain says that there are definite ways in which the players can work together to become more difficult to play against.
Every time you get on the ice, you need to have pride to not give up goals. I mean, it's not just about scoring offense in the NHL. Everyone comes to the NHL and they produce at whatever level they played at to get to this point. Very few of those players had to play defense. They could just outscore their opponents. So you have to learn how to defend, and you have to want to defend. And, you know, unfortunately this year we didn't have the want or the pride in keeping the puck out of our net. And obviously it reflected on the scoreboard every single night. So you need to have players that want to do it. I think there's guys in here that do. But yeah, you need to have that pride where you're going to go on the ice and not get scored on.
Oh yes, there's one more thing. Logan Couture knows what it takes to win, and he has a burning ambition to not only be part of that process, but he has a strong understanding about how to impart his knowledge on to younger, talented players to accelerate their development.
It's tough when you're not playing. I mean, you can sit, you know, in the stands and try and tell guys, you know, what to do, but without being on the bench and around these guys, I mean, I've tried, but yeah, I mean, obviously we didn't do enough of it this year. We lost games in a lot of different ways. But yes, I'm in the strong belief that you need to learn how to win. This league is a very unforgiving league. Mistakes are magnified. You make a mistake, it's ending up in the back of your net, especially when you play the better teams. I mean, the way our season ended, we played, you know, a very good team in Edmonton, and you saw what happened. But yeah, it's going to take time. Tough league to win in. Some very, very good teams that we play, and we're going to have to get there.
When the Sharks begin training camp in September of 2023, it will be inspirational to see Logan Couture back to health and resuming his role as an outstanding captain of the San Jose Sharks. And then he can score goals like this one, his most recent in the NHL. Here comes Carlson with speed. Drops it backwards. Bortolo. Bortolo skates through center. Right up the middle. Feeds on the left to Hurdle. Cross the line. Drop pass for Carlson. Now to the right side. Peterson protects the puck. Goes to Couture. Back to Carlson. One times left circle. Here's Hurdle. Back skating. Slowing it down. Knocking it off the left wing boards. Gets it back from Carlson. Rink wide through a seam. Couture has to settle it. Went back to Carlson. Behind the back pass to Hurdle. He holds it. Cross ice. Couture shoots. Score! A spectacular finish by Logan Couture, and the Sharks' power play looks all world as they take a 6-1 lead. It's their third power play goal of the game, and this one belongs to the captain. Thanks for joining us today. For the Sharks Audio Network, I'm Dan Rusinowski.
You've been listening to Sharks Hockey Digest. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.